Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is April 27th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Alphage, transferred from April 19th. In the 10th century, England was suffering under wave after wave of invasions from Scandinavia. Alphage was a monk at a monastery in Deerhurst, where he led a simple life. In 984, he was consecrated the Bishop of Winchester, and he must have been successful, for he became the Archbishop of Canterbury in the year 1005. It was quite an honor, and a testament to his pastoral and administrative abilities, but it also made him a high-profile political and military target. Alphage was captured in a Danish raid in the year 1011. But Alphage was no pampered bishop. He had been a monk before his elevation to the episcopate, and he knew in his soul that his own comfort, even his own life, was not important. He knew the scriptures, and he understood that Jesus went willingly to his death to save others. Alphage refused to allow his people, who were already poor and stretched even thinner by the war, to pay any kind of ransom for his release. This so angered his captors that despite many attempts to free him by various means, they ultimately dragged him into the public square and beat him to death. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle records that they overwhelmed him with bones and horns of oxen, and one of them smote him with an axe iron on the head, so that he sunk downwards with the blow. Alphage lived and died as a human icon of the Good Shepherd. As it says in the Gospel of Luke, "I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that can do nothing more." Blessed Alphage showed that no power, not even the power of fear or terror, can prevail against the power of faith. Perhaps it would look so for a moment, but ultimately, God will always emerge victorious. Alphage's people were spared an economic burden that they could not bear, and given the example of a holy man and martyr who loved God and his people even more than his own life. Let us pray. O loving God, your martyr Bishop Alphage of Canterbury suffered violent death when he refused to permit a ransom to be extorted from his people. Grant that all pastors of your flock may pattern themselves on the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep, and who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Anselm of Canterbury. I'm Micah Jackson. God be with you.